Hello! It is 9:27 in the AM. You alright, Ben?
Oh my god! Yes, no, I just didn't realise we were going on right
well,
now.
Well, that's why I turned.
Kia ora, we are here with Tom and Tom from Yurt Party.
Right.
It's great to have you in the studio this morning. Thank you so much for blessing us, because it is always a trial and tribulation coming into the show in the morning. Mm-hmm. So, yes, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, definitely. We understand that, you know, not everyone is used to waking up at, you know, the times we wake up. So,
yes.
We very much thank you for coming on. You guys are, there's two of you here, Tom and Tom. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves a little bit? Let us know what you guys do in Yurt Party, the band.
You go, Tom.
No, Tom, you've got it.
It's a good gag. It never gets old. I love it.
I love it.
We're a Balkan Beats band, so we like to rock some kind of Eastern European umpa kind of crazy shit like that, and then get a little bit kind of down and dirty and dancey with it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And you guys specifically, what are, you know, I mean, I'm sure everyone does everything in the band, but, you know, in specificity, what is your guys' roles in Yurt Party?
You go, Tom.
No, you've got this, Tom. it never gets old.
Tom plays the keys. Nathan, Tom.
Is that you talking about Tom, or you're talking about you in the
Jesus.
Third person?
Jesus.
No.
It's getting very meta very quick.
Wow. Well, yeah, I think we've really outdone ourselves there. Up until recently, this is Tom. Mm-hmm. Up until recently, Tom speaking. I play the keys, and then my pinky tries to do the key bass. But we've got a legend mate of ours who's just joined on bass, Josh Logan. So he's absolutely killing it, and he's playing at some gigs coming up. That we're doing, we're very excited.
Yes, very cool. And yeah, so you guys, like you said, you know, kind of it's a style of music that I wouldn't, you know, normally
listen,
I guess,
to?
Think
like?
Of. No, I not that I don't like it, but it's just not something you don't hear about.
Nobody does. Nobody
should. You don't hear about, you know, there's not 17 Christchurch bands playing Balkan folk music. You know what I mean? And yet you guys are, which is fantastic. So how did you guys get into this style of music and decide that this is what we want to be playing?
I'm so glad you asked that.
And I'm so glad I did too.
Tom speaking. Mm-hmm. Our mate Lorenz, who's not here, who plays violin with us, me and him went to high school together, and we've been playing this since we were kids. I think, you know when you're a kind of classical music nerd and you want to be a little bit rebellious?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You end up playing, kind of Balkan umpa music.
Cool.
For some twist of fate. And then, we lost contact for a few years and went and did the jazz thing. And we crossed paths again. And he's like, oh, mate, we should get the band back together.
Hell yeah.
And wrote Other Tom in here.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just kind of snowballed a bit. We love to just, we're like a super jammy kind of band.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of improvisation. So all the time we just love, it's like, oh, do you want to, actually, do you guys play anything?
I used to play drums a little
bit. You're in.
Okay,
you're in
cool,
the band.
Sweet. Yeah, all right, cool. I am now the official member of Yurt Party. I'll be putting that on my LinkedIn and all other social media
profiles.
Does
this now mean that Yurt Party is interviewing itself?
Oh, very much.
Yeah, true. I'm going to put that, when I clip this, I'll put this in the thing.
You guys have got access to funding. have we got access to funding?
Yeah, there it is. Because now we feel communal, you know. I've got a bunch of money in GameStop, so that I'm sure that's going to go up again. So, don't worry, we'll
don't
be fine.
Get us started.
But no, when I was reading as well, I was very excited to see that you guys have played a variety of different places, markets, bars, outdoors, and even house parties, which I feel like when you see a lot of people, they're like, we play at this place. You know what I mean? Where you guys are like, we're going to play at this market, this bar, all these amazing places.
Yeah.
What have been some of the most interesting gigs you've played so far? Any fun stories from them?
The Bluff Oyster Festival.
Straight to mind.
That was a time.
Okay, can you break it down?
Yeah,
how'd you
please.
Get involved in the Bluff Oyster Festival?
It was great. We had this Irish trumpet player, Kiefer.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Kiefer out there in Bristol. He was from some little town in Ireland, and he ended up playing over here with us, and it's just outrageous. And he came across somehow... I met this guy at a bar who was like, oh, I think I met this lady down in Bluff. who comes from the same town in Ireland as you.
No way.
That's how we played the Bluff.
And how was it? Were the folks at the Bluff Oyster Festival, you know, enjoying your tunes as they should be?
Or were we they couldn't tell whether they were really enjoying it or taking the piss out of us.
Yeah.
But either way, they were smiling?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's good.
Happy times.
Not. You know? Long lines for oysters. And our flights were cancelled, so we had to drive down through
the
night.
Yeah.
It was it was the night before and the flights got cancelled. Yeah, it was a time.
Yeah, that's rough. That's a rough one.
It's that same dedication that comes through your tunes. What is 2021 going to have in store as the dedication continues?
Nostalgia.
Yes,
hell
indeed.
Hell yeah.
I reckon it's about time we put out another album. We've got some new tunes we've been brewing up.
Very exciting.
Our last one, which you can listen to on Bandcamp, Live at Orange, we recorded 2-3 years ago.
Mm.
Yeah, so I think it's time. What do you think, Tom?
I would like to play at more people's birthday parties. If it's anyone's birthday.
Dude, that's sick.
Send us a message.
You guys played birthday parties before?
Yes.
How'd they go?
Good.
That's good.
We often try and turn regular parties
into birthday parties.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Start asking around?
Yeah.
Just because we learned one song, which is a version of Happy Birthday.
Oh, so cool. That's cool.
Oh, I see.
Sort of a Turkish Happy Birthday.
Yeah. You just start running around the party. Is it anyone's birthday? And as soon as someone says yes, you're like, I know exactly what to do.
Oh, now this is a birthday party.
You all grab the instruments out and boom, it's a birthday party. I love that.
Indeed, we are here talking about nostalgia. What can we look forward to as you guys grace Fury Mead Heritage Park?
Us.
That's enough right there.
If you haven't been to Nostalgia, this is the best time, right? It's like you get to see. I always bump into like 100 different people, you know, how it is. Yeah. And it's just, the food, the drinks. Mm-hmm. It's such a great lineup this year. Yeah. What are you guys most looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to playing in Yurt Party. It's going to be my first performance, you know, as the new member of the band. I'm excited. I haven't been to Nostalgia before, so I'm excited to see it all. And I heard there's going to be like a market this year with like some clothes and records and stuff, so you know, I'm gonna head on down to that and it's gonna
smoke
be great.
Some darts, top the charts, six and it's gonna be a good time.
Yes, exactly.
And I'll also quickly plug how you guys are playing the number 3 sessions at Exchange Christchurch on Thursday, February 11th. So you can't get enough of a Yurt Party, really. Like, there's no excuse,
frankly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be there, so, you know.
Swell.
Well, I'll be on stage, so I got to.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I'm going to keep this going. Okay. Fantastic. Here we go. What was I going to say?
You've built tension, so
I have built too much. I have built too much tension now. That's what I was going to say. You guys started as a duo, then a trio, then a quartet,
octet,
nonet, everything.
Back to a duo.
How many cycles has there been of Yurt Party? You know, how many phases? Did you guys have like an emo Yurt Party phase?
Well, I quite like, so...
sad Balkan music.
I think we're going to move away from the Tom gag now. Okay. Thomas is actually how I refer to him. Thomas is Bister.
Yes.
Sitting beside me here. Is just a musical chameleon.
Mm.
He's got some kind of punky, noisy, post-rocky, English folky, kind of all kinds of shenanigans in there.
Yeah.
So,
what are you saying, Tom?
I know. I was just wondering that myself.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. So in terms of, I think one of my favorite things. Do you remember we played that gig at Orleans Bar a few years ago? And this guy came up to Tom in the break and he's like, mate, things not going so well.
Oh my gosh.
That's so funny. Yeah. I had someone do that to me once as well. Yeah. I was at church with my parents, like the one time I would go a year. And someone afterwards came up to me and was like, is everything all good, man?
So right.
And I was like, no, I'm really having a nice day. I don't know why, I don't know why my face gives off this energy.
Yeah. But what I'm really trying to say, guys, it came to me in a flash, it's like a constant flux. Like, we have a kind of drum and bass tune that halfway through flips over to like circle dance, you know.
Cool.
It's kind of, or dub or reggae, it's kind of, you know,
we're gonna get a little sneak peek right here. Oh,
I'm transported. I don't want to dance in the studio, but
I almost do.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm ready to grab you by the arm and start like, oh. Thank you very much.
Gosh,
give it up for Thomas right there. That's fantastic. That's my new. That's my new everything.
Yeah,
you
do
know?
That again. We'll record it so I can have a wee ring.
Yeah, I'm gonna clip that out. That's my text tone. That's everything.
Oh my goodness! Thank you guys. We've been wondering about merch to have, but you know you don't want to be the whole consumer thing and bring ringtone.
You know what you should do? You should make a QR code, and then when they scan the QR code, it goes to a website with ringtones on it.
Actually, just to all the listeners out there, if you could just post in the kind of moods of ringtones that you'd like to request.
Yes.
Fantastic. Oh my gosh.
We'll make sure there's some QR codes at Nostalgia, you know? We'll figure it out.
Yes, wow. Indeed. You can catch your party at Nostalgia. That is on the 13th of February, coming up in a Saturday or two's time. Thank you, Tom and Tom, for coming into the studio this morning.
Thanks
for having
me.
Thank you very much. And if we could, do you guys want to pick a track off Live at Orange, the last release, so that our listeners can experience a bit as well? I know, it's tricky choices.
Picking
it's
between like children, eh?
Yeah, it's like picking a child.
Hoi Polloi.
All right, Hoi Polloi it is. Playing very soon, as my internet loads. There it is. All right, thank you very much, Party, for coming on.